drops are falling on my head. And just like the guy's feet are too big.
How can you not love this song, huh?
Nothing seems to fit. Those
I can never hear it not think of Butch Cassidy in the Sundance Kid movie.
This is the only song in the world that makes me think of another woman than your mother.
Yeah, okay.
Butch Cassidy's girlfriend, Catherine Ross.
Well, that wasn't...
I had a crush on her, like, until I met your mom.
I'm glad she's call screening right now.
I always had a crush on Catherine Ross. Oh, one of my favorite movies of all time. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. We're talking moisture and we're talking raindrops falling on your head. Actually, I'm looking out at the beautiful studios of KTAR here in Phoenix, looking out to the west. And man, it is clearing up really quick. So this front, this system's moving, but apparently we've got another one coming in and going to hit us the middle of the week.
I never complain about rain.
No, especially the winter rains are so critical and vital to our wildlife throughout Arizona and for our vegetation. It's the soft, saturating rains as opposed to those summer monsoons that
blow and go,
you know, just come in. There's sideways rain, there's upside down rain, there's, you know, there's that rain is coming at you from 360 degrees and it's after you've been whiplashed and sandblasted by the dust and the sand of the haboob, you know. So these are much nicer storms, but you know, in people ask me all the time, Rosie, what's the number one problem with Arizona homes, generally speaking, from Nogales to Page, from Eager to Blythe, Ehrenberg? What, you know, in all corners of Arizona, what problem do you see more than any other? And it's the home's inability to handle moisture. And a lot of it has to do with the contractors that came in here post-World War II during the housing boom of the 50s and 60s and 70s and had not built in Arizona and built with the assumption we're in the desert, it never rains in Arizona, ignore moisture. And boy,
which is fair. I mean, if you come here from a wet environment, that's... I would probably think the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. If you came here from Wisconsin or Ohio or the Midwest,
Louisiana,
you know. But we have had in my lifetime here, I think I can count, and I'm, you know, I'm sneaking up on 60 here, pretty close. But I think I can count there were 6 100-year floods. Since now, do okay, the math
wait,
on
wait,
that.
Wait, yeah.
Do the math. There have been 6 100-year floods since we got here in 1965. You know, there was the one in 1970. It was actually a remnants of a tropical storm Norma. It killed 23 people.
Wow!
In the Tonto Basin, if people up right up there around Coles
Pumpkin
Ranch,
Center.
Yeah, a little bit above there, it was horrible. But the Coles Ranch Tonto Basin received 7 inches of rain.
And what time period?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
And
but quick,
man.
So I remember in 1970. I got my driver's license in 1972. I can remember 1974. I was parked out where Mayo Hospital is right now on Shea Boulevard, and I would just wait for people to drive through this one wash. They'd flood their car out. I had my Jeep. I had a rope. I'd run it out there, pull them out. $20. Man, me and Duncan Sellers. We had like
gas money for
a month. Oh, man. Yeah, back then gas was selling for like 37 cents a gallon. I think before the end of the weekend, Duncan and I split like $200. It was great. Oh, man. That was about 1972. 1980, we had that flood that knocked out all of the bridge crossings in Phoenix. You only could get across the Salt River two places. That was Mill Avenue and Scottsdale and Central Avenue. That was horrible. I mean, it split the city for weeks.
Wow.
Before it all got going again. I can remember sitting on the Hayden Road, McClinock Road Bridge in about 1982 or 83 and watching the water actually lap up over the top of the bridge. It was closed, and we were out there as pedestrians eating our ham sandwiches and watching it during our lunch break. That was Tropical Storm Octave. 1993, it washed out the bridge at Mill Avenue. It wasn't that long ago when New River, not this past summer, but the New River I-70 17 bridge washed out and actually took a couple cars with it. So we you know, I just recounted here about five major flood events. And then just this year on September 8th, we broke a 75-year record in single-day rainfall. So we've got to deal with moisture. And I tell people all the time, that's the number one problem with Arizona homes is people ignore it. And the one thing you want to do is make sure you have a good roof. I'm not a big fan of a lot of the architectural styles that we have here, where it's the parapet roof, parapet walls.
They're trying to do the territorial style. They just,
they're hard to do right, and they're a lot of maintenance.
Yes.
And with that said, you got to know that's what I live in, and I lived there for 30 years, and I'll never live in another one ever again.
It's easy to do a lot of shortcuts.
Oh, man.
On the building side of it to save money, and that creates huge problems down the road.
And wherever you are exiting the water off of your roof, whether in that type of home, you're shedding it off the back of the house and collecting it, you need to have some system for catching that water and moving it out away from your foundations. We recommend as far as 10 feet from your foundations. And I know that's not always possible because some of the lots are a little bit tighter than that. And in analyzing where you're going to take this water, the other thing you got to do is stop and consider. Don't just dump it all onto your neighbor's property either. You've got to manage it there within your own boundaries would be the responsible way to do it. You can do that with little swells and retention basins, and you plant appropriately. You know, there's even now a big movement in Tucson about the last 15, 20 years. They're doing a lot of rain harvesting down there. They get quite a bit more rain than we get here in Phoenix. Rain harvesting, I think it's kind of marginal for the Maricopa County area, but they do a lot of it up in Coconino and Yavapai County. They do a lot of it down in Pima County. And the key there is when you capture that water, you've got to keep it in a contained environment so you're not creating a habitat that's conducive to mosquito breeding. So it's a sealed container or it's a screen container of some type.
And for everyone from the Midwest and the South that say, well, you don't have mosquitoes here. I tell you what, we had a lot of mosquitoes this year.
We did.
All over. Everyone was complaining about it. A little bit of moisture. You know, it's
well, it was
amazing.
A lot of moisture. I mean, we had those two huge storms that create. I mean, if you drove south of Phoenix on the way to Tucson or Casa Grande, I mean, from the time you left Riggs Road to the time you got to the Gila River, all of that area out there was just covered in about an inch and a half of water.
I know it.
For weeks on end.
It's amazing just how little bit of moisture it takes to propagate a mosquito. You're dry out here for months and months, and you get a little bit of moisture, and there's a mosquito. How did that thing survive? And as much like you were saying, that huge water coverage, it was a huge mosquito season.
That was. All right, let's get to the calls right now in this first segment. We're going to continue talking rain gutters, rain management, water surface management through the rest of the hour.
Well, we had a couple callers hold through the hour, and we were going to take them. Well, Miss Jody was one of them.
Yes.
And you're keeping her husband from taking a shower. So
I
told her, she's trying to work. She couldn't hold any longer. So this is an indoor moisture question.
Okay.
They just remodeled their bathroom this week and just finished it. They're ready for their first shower. It's a travertine shower.
Okay.
And they had been told to seal it, and then they read something that said, don't seal it, or vice versa. She trusts your opinion. She's not going to let him take a shower today till she knows, does she need to seal it? And if she does, that means he can't get in it, right?
What's his name?
I don't know. I know hers is Jody.
So Jody's husband standing there in a towel listening to us talk about rain and storm events in Arizona.
Yeah, he just wants a hot shower.
Can we just get to my shower situation?
Is this the only shower in the house?
I didn't ask her. She just wants to know. Yeah, that's a good question. Go use the shower.
It isn't going to hurt for them to take a shower. The fact that they just finished remodeling it, it's probably not ready to seal anyway. You want the grout to be totally and completely cured. It isn't going to hurt anything for... What was Joyce?
Jody.
It isn't going to hurt anything for Jody's husband to jump in there and take a shower. But sooner or later, they're going to have to schedule a 3 or 4 or 5 day window where they don't get in there at all. And then they let it dry out real well, and then they seal it.
But so your recommendation is to seal it then?
Yeah.
And in the perfect condition, if they had a second shower, use that one. Because the less you can disturb it, for at least a 2-week period while the grout totally, not totally hydrates, it never will, but while it really gets hard and hydrates, if you're not putting shampoo and hair products and everything on it, the least you can disturb it, the better. But if it, gosh, man, Jody's husband, it's your house. You've worked hard on this, and if you want to go take a hot shower, man, take yourself a hot shower.
Okay, I'll give Miss Jody a call back and make sure she heard your advice.
She was calling from work?
Yes, she was. She works for the Coyotes.
So. Oh, all right. Very good. We gave a couple
Hopefully
of those tickets away just the other night,
too, as well.
Hopefully
their seven-game losing streak is what I heard today. So
I don't know.
Good luck with... I don't know who we're playing, but
go Yotes,
ice right? them, whatever you say.
Shall we try and sneak Pat in real quick? And that leaves an open line. As we're taking care of these calls, it clears a line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
How can we help you, man?
I added a porch onto my house.
Okay.
And it was attached to the lower base of the parapet, I guess. Not to the parapet, but just above or just below that onto the house.
Okay.
And all along the edge where it was added, I get some little drips when the weather is extremely bad and it's really windy.
Okay.
It doesn't happen when you get a gentle rain.
Okay.
But if you get a heavy rain, and I went up and looked at the parapet and it's pitted all over.
Okay.
Is there a product for sealing the parapet? Or just more stucco?
Yeah. And leave him up because I've got a lot of questions here to ask, but I don't think I'm going to have time to ask all the questions, Pat, before we have to go on just a real quick little station break. I'm going to do that, and I'm drawing a picture of this stucco wall, the parapet. You've mounted a ledger to that. I need to know how that ledger was specifically anchored. When you say there's pits in the parapet stucco, I need to know, are those pits the size of pennies or the size of oranges or tennis balls? I need to know if the pits go all the way through to the lathing. These are all questions I'm going to ask right when we get back, and we'll get you dried up. Hang on.